Chapter 20.
Selene!
Nath cried. Gorn ripped the spear out of her chest.
Fool of a traitor.
Nath caught her as she teetered backward, gasping, and fell into his arms.
Why, Selene?
Why? Her dark eyes were spacey as she touched his cheek.
Because you are the only one who can stop him, Nath.
She coughed and spat a little blood.
Only you can?
Her tail snaked around his shoulder and stroked his mane of hair.
And because I...
Her tail slipped off his shoulders. Her eyes turned glassy. Selene was gone. Tears swelled in Nath's eyes as his thoughts raced, and he tried to make sense of it all.
No!
He yelled at the top of his lungs.
No!
His bloodshot eyes locked on Gorn, who stood nearby leaning on the bloody spear. There was a smile on the dragon warlord's face.
She was a pawn. Nothing more. Her weakness was her end.
He flashed a face filled with razor-sharp teeth.
I see you share the same weakness as hers.
He shrugged.
Oh, well, it seems now I have to finish this.
He flicked up the spear. In a snap, he flung it at Nath Dragon. Nath shifted his shoulders and snatched the spear out of the air.
No! Now it's your time to die, Gorn! I'm gonna make you pay for this and for everything else you've done.
He lowered the spear point. In a blur of motion, he charged. The spear plunged through Gorn's chest with ram-like force, pinning his back against the rock. Gorn groaned, and then suddenly he started to laugh, loud and thunderous. Gorn's backhand sent Nath flying through the air. After crashing into the throne, Nath scurried to his feet, his chest heaving. Gorn pulled the spear out of his body and flung it aside.
No stick can kill me, boy. Nothing can kill a heartless dragon.
Nath glanced at Selene's broken body. She was dead. It was impossible to believe. Eyeing Gorn, all he could do was scream at the top of his lungs. His dragon heart charged. His dragon blood pumped like never before. His scales popped and rippled. Gorn, the stones, and Selene started shrinking. Power filled him. Awesome power that he had never felt before. At least, not since that time he flew with Selene. Gorn cocked his horned head and stared at him with suspicion. Then he glanced down at Selene with anger in his eyes.
Traitor of a daughter, you did this. You let the poison wear off.
He dipped his chin.
So be it then.
Nath's enraged thoughts clicked into place. The food she'd fed him. It stifled his powers and his ability to change into a dragon. Selene had always fussed about him not eating enough, and now he understood why. But these last few days, she hadn't made him eat. Gorn clenched his fists at his sides. His horns charged up with power. He grew and transformed from a huge Dracus-like being to a full-sized dragon, and then some. He had gigantic arms, powerful legs, and a beastly and ancient smile. He let out a roar, the sound of 100 dragons in one. It shook the valley. Nath Dragon, still growing, let out a thunderous roar of his own. Nath charged. The dragon titans, each 30 feet tall, collided. Gorn's tail caught Nath behind the neck and jerked him down to the ground. A bright blast of deep purple power shot from his mouth, pounding into Nath. It sent him skidding across the ground and back into the throne. Bright, painful spots formed in his eyes.
Stay down, foolish Nath,
Gorn said, lording it over him.
You might have a dragon's body now, but you have no experience in how to use it. Let me teach you.
Nath shook his head and started up on his feet. He glared at Gorn.
Teach me? Ha! I'll teach you!
His chest charged up in a brilliant yellow light. He unleashed a fury within. Dragonfire blasted from his mouth, slamming Gorn in the chest. The dragon warlord teetered backward, covering his face, and fell. Nath pounced. Landing on Gorn, he started punching with all his might. He landed one earth-shaking punch after another. Gorn flailed wildly and tried to scurry away, but Nath held him down and kept hammering. Gorn groaned. His bright yellow eyes became wild with fear.
Yield! I yield, Nath Dragon.
Nath paused. His dragon chest was heaving. He started to speak, changed his mind, and started to hit.
Please stop!
Gorn cried out.
Please stop!
Nath held back.
Your powers, Nath, I underestimated them.
You have more mastery than I imagined.
Gorn's yellow eyes turned bright as the sun.
But not more mastery than me.
Beams of power blasted from Gorn's eyes. Nath jerked away a split second too late. The blast ripped through his shoulder and sent him backward. Holding his burning shoulder, Nath forced himself up to one knee.
Dragons!
Gorn ordered to the sky.
Kill the prince! Kill Nath Dragon!
The dragons, who were patiently waiting perched on the stones, spread their wings and attacked. One of the stone portals flared with a strange swirl of mystic life nearby. Gorn dashed through it and disappeared. Nath raced after him, stopping short as a hull dragon, dark purple, launched itself out of the portal. The two collided with a thunderous crash and became an angry knot of scales, battling for their lives. On the ground,